Just means John will have to be relatively quiet for once.
That's not gonna happen.
All right.
Why is this always where I want to sit?
Because I like it.
Then you have it.
I just like having pillows. Are you ready to be done moving so I can bring us in?
Yeah.
You're not actually making as much noise as I think you hoped.
I know.
That's a bummer. What's up, guys? Welcome to Shark Bites, Dapper Shark's Variety Cast episode.
John? There's definitely some variety here. Ten-ish.
Ten-ish. What's Sean Connery's favorite morning sport?
Dead-ish.
So, Tristan, you had a topic, or what? You had something you were talking about before the podcast, and I want you to talk about it.
Yeah, it was just a thought that came to me the other night, and it's that kind of disconnect where you feel like something's wrong while you know it's not. And the specific thing I'm talking about is calling someone an immigrant. It sounds like you're insulting them, even if they are actually someone who immigrated from another country. It still feels wrong to use that term to describe someone, at least to me.
I think that might be because people do use it as a derogatory, even though it's not.
Which doesn't make any sense, and it's kind of a sad testament to where we're at today.
The state of affairs.
I guess, I dare say it's almost kind of like calling someone a Jew. If they're actually Jewish, it's not really an insult, but they mean it as one.
Yeah.
It's
like putting stank on a word. Like, there was a bit by someone where they were talking about how they wished President Obama would be like, "We're here today, gathered as a people, Christians, Muslims, Jews." I think it was Louis C.K., actually, but he was talking about how he wanted someone to just put a stank on the word to make people be like, ah!
Yeah, it's...
But people do that.
I guess... I expect a little bit more variety out of my racists. At least come up with a new insult.
It's the same equivalent as, like, Ivan Ooze from Power Rangers saying, "Teenagers."
To be fair, that one I can understand.
I know.
I was gonna say, I definitely say that every time I go within, like, 10 feet of teenagers. You just kind of feel their, like, aura, and you just kind of shrivel. Just
cringe.
And the sad thing is you actually can smell them most of the time.
Ugh. Some of them never get rid of that, spring. David.
How old is he?
To 19, I think.
I guess he's still kind of in that range.
Yeah, but it's not even that...
Is he really 19?
There's a difference between, like, smelling like you have too much Axe and just smelling.
Not
yeah. That's okay, though. We still, I mean, love him?
Well, you might.
Yeah. Even I'm iffy. Yeah. So, I don't know a ton. Like, I love the Star Wars books and movies, at least the ones that I've read. I was just thinking about this.
Immigrants?
No. Well, it made me think of...
It made me think of
nationality and then species, which they don't really go together, but you could think about... Well, never mind. So I was wondering what species Yoda is. I know other people have probably talked about it, but I just have no clue.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I mean, his race shows up all of, what, once in the movies and once in the games?
And I think both time it's him. No, the one in the Knights of the Old Republic, it's a different guy, but...
So there isn't actually a name for his...
still don't the race, I don't think. I'm sure we could find it if we looked it up,
maybe
but...
it's like Frieza, where they're just called Yoda race.
It would surprise me.
That's the thing. I looked it up, and there's no good, like, answer. Like, it just says, like, it's been speculated that... Nobody knows.
Well, again, Frieza's race is called the Frieza race.
Yeah, it's really uninspired. Despite the fact that he's not even, like, the first of them or anything like that, he's just the first we see in the show.
Yep. Which is the only really distinguishing thing about him, besides the fact that he's pretty...
Well, even in the games, they call it the Frieza race.
Because you can make characters in Xenoverse, right?
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That show, though, DBZ...
Yeah.
You watch it, but
it's bad.
Heavens,
I know.
So bad.
I keep wanting. There, it has moments of brilliance, but oh my god, that show is fucking terrible.
Okay, just the fact that right now they're having some like all out fucking like battle royale with all of these different like universes and everybody's like everybody's equivalent in each universe. So there's like Lady Goku, and then there's like whatever Goku's equivalent is in this universe, and there's
there's only that in one universe where Saiyans also exist.
Okay, just It's jumping every dimension of shark. It's just such bullshit.
Here's the thing about DBZ, and the show's creator even said this. He wished he had never started escalating things. Because every time... It's that thing that happened with DBZ, is there's always a bigger fish. There's always gotta be bigger stakes. They can't just be, hey, this guy is just as powerful as the last guy. That means he's a threat. Oh god, there's two of them!
Almost every anime has that, though. Like, you have... Well, and it's like in a video game, where the hard bosses at the beginning of the game in levels 1 and 2 end up being normal enemies by your end stages.
And that does happen naturally with time on some animes. Like, think about how long it took One Piece for Luffy to get actually stronger, mm-hmm. and not just kind of, like, wear people out
over time. More determined.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he actually did eventually get stronger, but I know we're talking about anime again, I'm sorry. He did eventually get stronger, but it took him forever for that power creep to actually happen.
That's because the show also, like, it almost passes, like, regular time. That show has been going on for so long. But,
yeah.
I forget why we started.
I would like to point out, in DBZ, like, the first season of DBZ, they have Vegeta blowing up a planet.
Yeah.
And it just goes up from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It gets a little bit ridiculous.
Uh-huh. I mean, they use it cleverly, too, with Frieza. Like, I think that's probably the best saga. They should have just stopped after that. Really, but... Because yeah. Blowing up a planet's really... it's a big deal. I mean, yeah, you could blow up a star next, I guess.
But why?
Yeah.
But then we just have to escalate to solar systems and galaxies.
Well, they're literally at erasing universes now.
Yep, I know. Although that mention of fighting female Goku, I can just think of how awful the Rule 34 gets on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, you don't even have to look to, like, female Goku Rule 34.
Oh, I know. I mean, obviously that's gonna come up.
Okay, mm-hmm. I feel like there's a couple of weird Venn diagrams going on. So there's me and John, who watch a ton of anime. There's me and Tristan, who somehow get to a ton of Rule 34. And then there's John and Tristan, who call each other love on podcast.
To be fair, it wasn't just the two of us.
Just the two of us. I always forget that Will Smith is a rapper.
You were just saying that this week.
That song that I was just singing was actually from a Will Smith song, even.
Mm-hmm. I think his acting career is better than his rapping one.
I would agree with that, absolutely. But I always forget that he is a rapper.
Yeah, there are more movies he's been in that I like than songs.
Yeah. Well, all of the songs I can, like, remember off the top of my head, except for that one that I was just singing, are all from movies, like Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
Or
We're the Men in Black.
Wild Wild West, the pseudo steampunk one.
Yeah,
yeah, it was actually kind of.
Never
cool
actually
concept.
Watched it. Well, that's the thing. There are no good
poorly executed
steampunk movies. Besides, there's Hugo, which is a kids movie, definitely.
The Rocketeer.
Oh, I have not seen that in 20 years.
That's the only really good one I can think of, though.
What's it about besides a Rocketeer?
I mean, that's
it's yeah.
That and Nazis.
That's it.
Rocketeer, Nazis, airships, that whole...
So steampunk.
Yeah. That's what I was like, literally the only one I could think of, but yeah, that exists.
That's one of, like, the founding
contributors,
I think, to steampunk.
Absolutely. It's the reason that Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow even exists.
Oh god, yeah, that one's fun too. The movie wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
No, it was good visually, certainly.
I feel like... like, Nazism and that very, like... I don't know. That kind of thing really is ingrained in steampunk, like, imagery. And I don't know why that, of all things, made it in.
I think
airships.
But beyond that, like, even just, like, I don't know. Whenever I imagine steampunky soldiers, they're usually wearing something like that. You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
But why? Besides airships.
I mean, I think that was the era, like... People like steam power. They like the idea of, like, the Jules Vernian robotics.
That's fair. I think about... I'm kind of bummed in a way that steampunk fashion or style or... I don't know.
I mean, hell, there's a band literally called Vernian Process that identifies as a steampunk band.
That's what gets me, is there are so many steampunk bands, but not a lot of, like, movies, and there are a lot of books, but... I don't know. I feel like there should be more. Like, I want to watch.
Think about how much money
show.
Those people spend on their costumes, and then wonder why they can't make a movie.
They shouldn't make movies. Like, I don't know. I feel like directors should. Producers should.
Oddly enough, I think Stardust was pretty steampunk, too.
I thought that was much more fantasy geared.
Yeah, it is. But it's got some steampunk elements in it, certainly.
I love the airship, like, gathering lightning. That was great.
Yeah.
That actually was super cool. Man, I haven't watched
that's
that movie
exactly what I was talking about.
Eons.
You should read the book. I say that about a lot of movies, but you really should, just because they're totally different. They're both good, mind you, but I like Robert De Niro in that, actually.
Oh, he was my favorite, yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Robert De Niro is just great.
Yeah. Kind of a dick sometimes, but man, he's been a great actor.
Yeah. A lot of good movies.
I was just thinking, along the similar lines of steampunk, I'm subscribed to this subreddit about retrofuturism, which is basically just about what people in, like, the 40s, 50s thought the future was going to look like. And it's very chrome and pastel colors.
Yeah.
But that kind of thing, I just read a book, and God, I don't remember what it was, but...
It's not been a very good book.
No, it was really good, but 1984, to a much lesser extent, kind of went along the same lines. I feel like that should be more of a, I don't know, prevalent theme in movies and books. Just because, I mean, back then, back in the 50s, people had no clue. But then if you look, I think Fallout, that series is definitely probably the primary, like, image of what that, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it. They're probably one of the more popular sources of the retrofuturistic. But then you also are seeing it after the decay, which I think makes it more interesting.
That's, with that, though, I don't know. And keep in mind, I haven't played a ton of these games, but especially in...
We own
the last... Shut up, I know. In the last two, I feel like there was way more showing it in its prime, you know, especially in the last one.
I was not a fan of 4.
Well, but if you think about that whole beginning sequence, how everything was, you could tell it was the 50s, but you could also tell that it was, like, futuristic 50s.
I liked the world building to a degree, but they also kind of started taking liberties and being like, well, people wouldn't actually expect this kind of modernism.
Yeah, they went a little bit too 50s on it, I think.
Yeah.
It was the 50s with a robot. That was kind of the summation of the prologue to...
That's basically the Jetsons.
Well, at least they had, you know, the giant structures up in the clouds, you know? They had something, yeah, rather than just literally a suburb.
Which made you wonder, what's below the clouds, Bob?
Yeah.
Turn the cameras on, Jim.
Horrifying mutants.
Yeah.
Wait, really, or...?
Probably.
I mean...
Do they never talk
they
about
never
that?
Go down to the planet.
Maybe?
The Jetsons.
Okay, I do remember them saying that some theorist... Maybe it was you, talking about how the Flintstones came after the Jetsons? Was that you?
That was Matthew.
What if they occurred at the same time? And that's what was below the
Well,
clouds?
They kind of already debunked that because there was time travel and they went back in time from the Jetsons and ended up in the Stone Age with the Flintstones.
Maybe they didn't have their time travel button.
I guess it could have gone forward in time and Elroy was just an idiot.
I imagine that time travel would be notoriously unreliable.
Yeah.
By its very nature.
I think that's right.
Okay, it still adds more credence to my theory. What if it's not time travel? What if they just fell? I think my theory is the best. So.
That reminds me, I want to give a shout out to Jazz Punk because I replayed that recently. And there's a reference to sliders in there, except it was called Slippers, and the device that they use to slip between worlds is literally a little bunny slipper with a remote attached to it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I wonder how many people actually remember sliders.
Probably not many. I suspect I'm one of few.
I always found it funny they had that rotating cast of 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Final Fantasy party.
Yep. Yeah, that was kind of weird. And then when Quinn's brother came on the show, Quinn left for a while.
Yeah. I think, didn't they try to use the excuse that the device would only send 4 people at a time or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. And then eventually they were like, oh, we can have more people because the aliens have the technology too, and now we have better stuff.
And now it's Rick and Morty.
Yep. Wow, it really is pretty similar to Rick and Morty, actually.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
Huh.
Portal guns.
Yeah, and the, like, overarching, hey, we're the aliens that police all this stuff.
So that might have been an influence for that show.
Yeah, that's not something I would... I didn't think about Sliders a lot.
What year was it?
In the 90s.
Since I haven't heard of it at all.
I tried to make you watch it once, but you laughed it off, which I don't blame you for.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, which one was it?
Sliders?
Yeah.
It's got Professor Arturo, Rembrandt Brown. I remember the character names, but I can't remember the fucking actors.
Was that the one with the car and the dude and the tech...
Words. It had Jonathan Rhys.
I think I remember it.
They had Gimli before he was a dwarf?
Yeah.
I don't... Maybe?
We'll have to watch it again sometime. Honestly, I would love the bad movie that...
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Really, you call it Bad Movie Drinky Drinky, but it's just drinking to bad movies.
It's because the original game is called Bad Movie Drinky Drinky, and there's actually rules that you're supposed to follow that are set for every movie.
That's just not drinking games for movies.
But that's not specific to the movies thing. Like, Bad Movie Drinky Drinky is actually one that, like, if you hit a trope, you drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Like, there's actually supposed to be rules to that show, but... Show? Game?
Game show.
Game show.
Speaking of game shows, okay. Drew Carey became the host of Price is Right.
Yeah.
I still haven't quite absorbed that.
Remember when he was funny?
Yeah!
Once he stopped hanging out with Ryan Stiles, it kind of ended, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yup. That's the thing, he had this weird
sad.
Like, his humor, like, he had, like, parentheses of bad humor beyond that. No, just bad. So there was... What one was it? The one with the skinny blonde guy.
Ryan
and
Stiles?
And it was a show. No. And he always sounded sarcastic. Just Shoot Me. That's what it was called.
He was on Just Shoot Me?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe
we're talking about David...
Yes.
Fuck, the guy who is with, You mean for Pilo? Why is my brain not letting me think of who that guy is? Chris Farley. He played with Chris Farley?
Yes! Fuck!
David Spade?
Yes!
I knew it was David. Too many Daves, that's the problem. David Carradine, David Lynch, David Spade, David... I'm sure there's other. Duchovny.
I'm pretty sure he was. Man, now I'm gonna... really question myself.
I don't think he was on Just Shoot Me.
There was a show that I...
I'm almost certain it wasn't Just Shoot Me, though.
I cannot shrug hard enough at this.
Alright, fair enough. David... What happened to David Spade?
I think he's just kind of hanging out.
Is he just, like, rich now?
I think so. I think he's just kind of living off the royalties.
Man, what a smart investor, then. It's rare to not have to act to, like, support your being an actor.
The last thing he was in was, like, was it Nicky Robinson or something like that, or Dickie Roberts?
Something like that? I thought he was in a Jack Black vehicle.
Was he? I don't know anymore.
My brain wants to tell me that he was in, Shallow Hal.
I don't think so. It had that... What the hell is that actor's name? The one from Seinfeld.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, and he's the one with the tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember David Spade at all.
I thought he was just supporting in that.
Apparently Drew Carey had his own show called The Drew Carey Show, and that's how I knew where...
Well, I knew that.
David Spade. I had no idea that was his show. It was all a blur. I was so young.
Young. Damn 21-year-olds.
Right?
Two.
22.
Eat shit.
Known you since you were, what, 18?
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
It's a long-ass time.
Yes and no.
As you get older, I guess it... I was actually thinking about this the other day, where you are living a, like, shorter and shorter, like, fraction of your life. So right now I'm only living 1/22nd of my life. John's almost living 1/30th of his life, like, right now.
I know.
Just trying to make him feel old, huh?
Well, it's the truth, though. Like, every year that goes by, it literally goes faster and faster because you have other things to reference it against.
I do tend to measure my life in, like, chunks versus, like, events or locations.
See, I do too, but it's based on events or locations. Like, I remember living in an apartment with my mom, or living in the apartment because we never lived in one again. And I just, like, that's a chunk of my life. And then I don't know, just, like, at certain schools or doing certain, like, activities or, I don't know.
You know, I was going to say you couldn't pay me to live in an apartment, but you could pay me, but it'd have to be a lot and a nice apartment.
You know, you talk so badly about apartments, but they're so cheap.
There's a reason for that, though.
You know, the thing I've seen is apartments around here often aren't all that cheap, even for shitty ones.
Yeah.
They're often all that's there, though. Like, honestly, like, if our basement wasn't unfinished, which, I mean, we've made do, but if this basement wasn't unfinished, our rent would probably be in the $1,200 to $1,400 range. Most likely. Fucking sucks, because I can't afford that shit.
It's a good thing it's not, then, huh?
I mean, I know people that are paying $650 for, a two-bedroom apartment, and I'm paying $800 for a two-bedroom duplex.
Yeah.
With a basement. And a garage.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Apartments just aren't worth it. Like, you can get so much more.
If you can find a house, even, because so many of them either already rent or...
I think it'd be worth just going in with... I think it's better to get roommates and have a house than it is to get an apartment.
Absolutely.
I would agree with that. The trick there is finding non-shitty roommates.
Boy, howdy, have I had trouble with that in the past.
We've had to trust your parents to move in with us, and yeah, that's been great. I mean, still have our normal struggles with living with people, but...
It's not like arguing and shouting and, like, constant strife in the house because we feel like we can't even go upstairs anymore.
I feel like there's, like, two sides of that coin. You either absolutely should move in with friends, or you probably shouldn't move in with friends.
Well, you learn who a friend really is when you move in with them. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can deal with that, and other times it's like, hey, I need you to pay.
It's like, hey,
sometime.
Anytime in the year we've been here.
I get the feeling that happened to both Tristan and I.
Yeah. I just don't understand people that can shirk responsibility like that.
I know. I get such bad anxiety from not doing things I should. Like,
because jail exists.
Forces me to do things I should.
And being homeless exists. Why would you want to risk either of those things for momentary pleasure?
It's not even pleasure. It's just delayed anxiety. And sometimes it's not even delayed. You just sit there and don't do it. Like, there's literally no reason to take care of your responsibilities. And this goes for everything. Every young listener on this podcast, all two of you, and I know you're not young, but just don't put shit off. That's how you get like me.
Yeah, every time I've ever had something get really out of hand is because I let it get put off. So,
yeah.
Don't do that. Just learn from us. We made the mistake so you can learn from it.
To be honest, I have always thought that logic has been flawed, though.
Why?
Learn from this mistake so you don't have to. It's like, this is an experience that you exclusively learn through making mistakes.
If you can't learn by watching someone else fuck up, then you have a problem, too.
But think about the pivotal things that young kids learn. Like, don't touch that, it's hot.
They never had to know.
First of all, bullshit, you don't remember that far back.
No, because I literally watched my brother Dave touch a burner and burn himself on the fucking burner. I never had to be told that.
Think about when you were like, okay, I think you're full of shit. You cannot possibly remember when you were 1 and 2 and 3.
No, that's...
Learning those basics. I'm talking about...
That's true, but when I can remember things, I never had to be taught that.
When I was 1 or 2 or 3, I wasn't reaching up on ovens.
Yeah, I couldn't reach anyway. That's the other point.
Partly because, couldn't reach, and also because I had no reason to, and that my family also didn't leave burners and ovens on unattended.
That's fair.
I wish I could say the same.
That's the thing. Shit happens when you have children and you can't control everything. And kids are just little death machines.
Well, no, but at a certain point, you can learn from watching someone else do something and be like, oh, wow, they're in a lot of pain. I'm not going to do that.
But there's so much that I feel like you either have to mess up or... No, that you have to mess up or that you have to get hurt or something like that.
I would say there are some things...
So you're saying peer counseling doesn't work, even though it absolutely does.
That what?
Peer counseling works.
Peer counseling?
Doesn't work either.
I mean...
Because those are literally people learning from other people's experiences.
I think there needs to be a slight divide, because you're lumping everything together as experiences. I think, like, physical experiences, you can learn from other people, like, hey, don't run into a fucking wall. It hurts.
Yeah.
Whereas there are maybe emotional experiences that you might have to experience yourself to really learn the lesson.
Like, sometimes you have to learn, or you have to get hurt to not hurt someone else.
or get her to realize that the person you were with was a shitty person.
That too. Boy, that's a fucking lesson to learn.
Yeah, that's not really one you can teach someone.
No. Because you don't know when someone's shitty when you're infatuated, because you can't help who you like. Until you don't like them anymore.
Yup.
I think, yeah, you can't help who you like, but you can definitely help acting on it, and that's where I feel like, maybe not adults, but I feel like people who can actually function are very good at putting logic just before emotions. Like, you can still definitely have them.
You know,
but if you just, like, throw yourself at everything that you like, it's dangerous.
I think that is something that is an important distinction to make. Being an adult does not mean that you are wise. Being an adult does not inherently give you, hey, I know what I'm fucking doing with my life. Or I know what decisions to make and not make.
Are we defining adult as someone above 18 or 21, or an adult as someone who has their shit together?
I think someone who acts like it.
Fair enough.
Acts like they have their shit together? Because
I don't think everybody has their shit together who even acts like it. But I think the people who at least try to practice.
That's the thing. You can very much not have your shit together. Like, honestly, I feel like you can be, like, living with your parents, or you can be, you know, like, how you can have a ton of debt, you can, you know, be stuck in a shit job or whatever, and you can still very much have your shit together.
Well, yeah, I mean, your circumstances don't dictate whether you have your shit together or not.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. But that's like, what I'm saying is,
if you have a plan, if you're going somewhere.
I feel like many 18-year-olds are.
All?
Many of them. They feel like having a house or going to school or something like that. It's like, well, I'm such an adult, therefore does all these adult things. But you absolutely don't have your shit together. Shit, I don't have my shit together.
I don't.
I kind of do. I just hate most of it.
Yeah,
fair.
It's hard to balance hating yourself and hating the things you do with, like, wanting to succeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Self-loathing.
Yeah, that's life, guys.
After a certain time, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I was quicker on the draw than a lot of people. After a certain amount of time, you just kind of drown out that self-loathing to, like, a dull little, like, heartbeat. And it's just, it's fine after that. You have other shit to worry about.
I'll let you know when I get to that point, then, because, man, I will tell you that there is no greater motivator for me than hating myself.
But I feel like that would be, it's paralyzing to do that to yourself every day.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
I hate myself. I can't stand this. I'm going to make it different.
But again, your circumstances don't, I don't know.
I mean,
they're a result of your actions most of the time.
It works for me, though. I'm not saying that everyone should do that. Obviously, I don't think you should hate yourself.
I think I'm kind of half and half on that. I will kind of get paralyzed and just be thinking too much about things and just waste away a day or so. But then there's other times where I actually kind of need to distract myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go out and do something
else
productive to not think about it, at least for a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why a lot of people game, and that's the reason why people hang out together, is you need a release somehow. Because life truly does suck. It does get better, there are great parts to it, but man,
overall,
it's a lot of work.
Here's to drinking.
Hey! I'll drink to that.
Hey.
It's pretty fucked up, you guys. Who's the idea? I was just thinking about this, because there's a thing of hot chocolate on the table.
That was very poignant, considering what we were just talking about. Do you hear what Tristan said?
What?
We're adults.
Yeah. Actually, there was a time last quarter I had a business marketing class that we were talking about alcohol and how ridiculously priced bar drinks are. And my professor was talking about how, like, he said, well, what's the average college student's budget? Like, you've got a budget, like, $200 a month. $200 a month for drinking at bars! I'm like,
fuck that!
And I literally said, I was like, or you could just stay at home and drink like an adult. And he laughed at that. But a bunch of people in the class agreed with him. I'm like, what? You're going with your student loans. You're going and spending $200 a month.
Do you know
bars.
I have too many bottles of booze as is.
Well, $200 a month, that's like a bill. Like, what the fuck?
Right?
That's as much as I would like to be putting in savings every month. And that's a low estimate.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to be putting more in. But it just fucking, Jesus. I don't know. I feel like...
If you're spending $200 a month drinking, first of all, consider that maybe you have a problem. Also, consider that your problem might be that you don't know how to fucking budget.
Third of all, where are you going that you're spending $200 a month?
Go to your local grocery store, and they have these things called bottles. If you buy them, the booze is a lot cheaper. You get a whole bottle for, like, $20, and they will charge you, like, $20 for four drinks at a bar.
Sometimes.
With ice in it.
Yep. So it's all watered down and shit.
Yeah. Don't drink in bars unless you're doing explicitly for the social experience. Also, meet better friends if you only can hang out in bars.
If you go out to bars, you're meeting bar people.
Or if you feel the need to go out to a bar pre-game.
Yeah, that too. That too.
And have a designated driver.
It's a lot cheaper. There you go.
Obligatory.
It's a lot cheaper to have, like, hey, I'm going to buy a drink to keep my buzz going than it is to be like, I'm going to get drunk at a bar.
Like, we're going out to get smashed. No, you're going to get partially smashed here. Go out and buy $10 worth of drinks. So, you know, a drink. Yeah, booze is, I mean, for what you're getting, it's a reasonable price.
I just want to point out that we started all this because of Drew Carey.
Not all
Drew
of it.
Drew Carey drives us to drink, okay?
He's not funny anymore. Whose line was the best thing that happened to him? Did he do anything besides that, like, funny-wise?
He did stand-up.
Was it good?
There's a reason he got a show. I mean, that's the thing.
But was it good?
Some people think his casual observational humor was actually very biting at the time. It's the same reason why people liked Dilbert. Which he was also a star on.
I was gonna say, like, who else?
Kind of looked like him.
Yeah.
Who else did stand-up that eventually got a show? Okay, Louis C.K. does not account.
There's a lot.
Chris Rock.
Dave Chappelle.
Fair. I was trying to find bad ones.
Oh, really funny black people, mind you. Eddie Murphy.
Again.
George Carlin was in a number of movies because of that.
That's true. God damn. Hearing Kevin Smith talk about him was kind of gut-wrenching. That was so sad.
Yeah, Kevin Smith is a good guy.
Just hearing him talk about George Carlin, because he knew him and had worked with him on a number of things, and it was pretty emotional around the time that he died. And then again, like, if he hadn't died, how old would he be today? Pretty goddamn old.
In his what, 80s?
80s or 90s, yeah.
It sucks, but I'm kind of glad he went when he did. It's fucked up, but same with Robin Williams. Because they left in at least something of their prime.
Right. So this is going to get uncomfortable for a second, guys. But we do have to talk about this because we said that we would on the last podcast. We are going to be talking about a difficult subject on the next episode of Dapper Shark Podcast.
The Saturday podcast that released on Monday, not this podcast that releases on Friday.
This podcast will stay happy except for this bit here. We are going to be touching on the subjects of suicide and Chester Bennington killing himself, as well as other people who've been driven to it, and our own personal stories with it. So, get prepared for that.
We'll remind you again at the end of the podcast, so you can brace yourself even further.
Oh, isn't this the end of the podcast?
Is this the end of the podcast? Oh, well then edit that shit out.
Yeah.
You could have warned me or something.
Well, I mean, we're over 30 minutes, so.
That we are. We didn't talk about much, did we?
I think we talked about a lot.
We talked about 30 minutes worth of stuff.
Yeah. And we were constantly talking, too. There wasn't really any dead air.
Bullshit. I was thinking, like, 14 to 15 minutes, we, like, kind of all, like, looked.
We had a couple of pauses in there.
Yeah.
And that was mostly early on.
That's mostly trying to remember what the hell Drew Carey's done with his life.
Or what Grace Yoda is.
And.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. Again, please listen cautiously to the next one if you're not in a good place to listen to that kind of thing. And tune into our other shows.
Yeah.
Our other show, the one that releases on Mondays.
And you know, I dare say, if you are in a bad place, maybe you should listen to it and get some help.
That's actually fair.
We will be providing sources in that, too.
So. Yep. Well, sorry to leave on a down note, but we will see you guys.
Wait, say something funny.
No. Goodbye, guys.